Hello, and welcome to another Authors Update podcast. In this episode, I'm joined by my colleague Claudio, who in addition to being a vice president in our academic relations department, is also an experienced mindfulness trainer. The life of a researcher is always a busy one, but especially during times like these, when there are so many pressures, distractions, and stresses, it's incredibly important that we all do our best to keep both our bodies and our minds healthy. In today's episode, Claudia will be introducing us to the concept of mindfulness, showing us how easy it is to practice mindfulness, and finally, he's going to treat us to a short mindfulness session. So without further ado, let's speak to Claudio. Claudio, tell us a bit then about mindfulness. What is it? Where did it come from and what's involved?
Hi. Well, mindfulness is a practice which has been around for centuries. It starts from the Eastern tradition in Buddhism, but just around the 70s, it has been coded into a protocol and into a practice which is widely used in the West, widely used also for stress reduction, and to help people focus in the present moment, because there's lots of science and lots of research showing that a wandering mind is an unhappy mind. Hence, it's a practice that helps us knowing at every time where our mind is, where our mind is dwelling, and becoming aware of that, we help our sense, our perceived sense of well-being, happiness, and of course the stress level also reduces.
Fantastic. Okay. And am I right then in thinking that you've been using mindfulness and using that as a part of our Mind Life program here at Elsevier, teaching our colleagues to kind of implement mindfulness as part of their daily routine? How has the experience been there, and do you think that's helping people?
Yeah, I mean, I've been practicing mindfulness myself for a long time. I'm a certified trainer, and I'm really interested in the topic, and I do study it a lot in details. The idea of bringing mindfulness to our colleagues came simply with the intent of helping people, you know, cope with difficult situations, or simply for giving them an extra tool to, or I should say, an extra practice to help with lower stress level perception, and just helping them with any difficulties they may be having. So we have this program, which is called the Mind Life program, which is not only about mindfulness. It actually is the result of a measurement which we do every year of the perception that our employees have of our company, and we got some hints that there were some areas where we could definitely improve. So this Mind Life program is built on different pillars, some of which have to do more with nurturing our mind, and within that pillar we have this mindfulness program.
Fantastic. And I suppose it's certainly true that we're all experiencing some quite difficult circumstances at the moment, a lot of us under lockdown because of needing to stay indoors to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. And I'm guessing then, but I'd like to hear from you, have the sessions that you've been running been popular with our colleagues?
Yeah, they've been amazingly popular. They came about very simply because, yes, the difficult situation we're going through is actually it's hitting the whole world. I am from Italy, so I had unfortunately the chance to know what it means to be in lockdown with a mounting, worrying situation, and I knew that was gonna probably spread somewhere else. So that's when I started to open up two mindfulness rooms, two meditation rooms, virtual meditation rooms, and I just invited people to join. And so far, we've been having 200, 300 people per session from all over the world. And of course, this is a corporate environment, right? So people are, you know, from different corporate levels, from different paths of their careers, but still, we're all facing this difficult situation. We're all working from home. We're all having to deal with a certain level of worry and concern. And this space, which is a 20 minutes guided meditation, is really proving to be something that makes people connected, so feeling connected with everybody else. And it is a protected time, however short, where we nurture our minds, and that feels good.
Of course, yeah, I can quite understand. And it's lovely that we're being able to use technology to bring people together virtually in that way. And as you say, preserve some really important time to focus on the self, on the mind. Fantastic. And we know that a lot of our listeners, a lot of the research communities to whom we serve are going to be in a very similar situation. And so we're lucky today that you're going to be giving us a short introductory session. Let's think then now about what do our listeners need to do in order to prepare for this session? Where should they be, for example? What kind of preparation should they be taking? And what sort of positions should they be sitting or lying in? Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. Well, to start any meditation practice or specifically a mindfulness practice, you want to be in a place which is hopefully conducive to stillness and hopefully quiet, right? I mean, the more quiet it is, the less our senses are stimulated, the better it is. But, you know, when we are working from home, there's always maybe some noise from the streets, maybe some noise in the room. So it's not always possible to make it completely quiet, and that's absolutely fine. So first thing is to choose a place which is relatively quiet. And second is the posture, right? Some people imagine themselves having to be sitting down cross-legged. That's not absolutely necessary. If you're familiar sitting down cross-legged, like in a yoga position, that's perfectly fine. But it's absolutely fine also sitting on a chair or even laying down. Laying down, we need to be careful with that because it helps falling asleep, which is not really the idea here. So the preferred position is sitting down, whether on the floor, on a cushion, or on a chair. So that's how you want to be, and you want to check two points specifically of your body. One is the spine, which you want not too relaxed and not too tense, kind of like you know, in a way that it self-sustains the weight of the body, and then your feet, which definitely want to be flat on the floor, sustaining the rest of your body and just giving you that sensation of being here, present, and rooted. That's really the word that should come to mind. Rooted right here in that position.
Awesome. Got it. So we've got peaceful, comfortable position, whatever that is for you. And then think about the spine and the feet and make sure that you're rooted. Okay, fantastic. So just before we begin then with the session, what should we expect to get out of a mindfulness session like this?
All right. Well, what there is a very a side effect which you can appreciate almost immediately, which is the perceived sense of relaxation, right? That is a side effect. It's not the main effect. We don't do this to relax ourselves mainly, but we get that very nice side effect, and that's great. So chances are you're going to perceive that. The other thing that you would expect is an increased ability to notice certain patterns of your thought process. And this is going to become very clear when I do this. But it is very important, now that you've asked me the question, that at least for the 3 to 4 minutes that we're going to do the practice, not to have any expectations, right? So just dive into it and just let yourself be guided. And then, you know, at the end of it, just see how it feels. Expectations can be a spoiler in these cases.
Understood. So very much let's keep an open mind about this. Okay. So I think we're ready to begin now. So I hope you're sitting or lying or being in a comfortable position as much as possible. And I'm going to hand you over to Claudio, who can give our minds some vital TLC.
Great. Well, thank you very much. So once we're in our sitting position, we just make sure that our back is straight and that our feet are touching the ground. And we start slowing down the pace and just savor for a few seconds our body present and stable in that position, sitting down. And then it's always useful to take a couple of deep breaths. And with every out breath, we bring more and more relaxation to our body. We let all tensions go as much as possible, very gently. A couple of more deep breaths. And with every out breath, you continue to let go of any tensions. You may even want to say the word letting go. Just do that for a few seconds more. And then you let your body simply settle at its preferred pace of breathing. There's no need to control the breathing as it happens naturally. And we just enjoy the beauty of the body settling at its perfect breathing pace. Let's just watch that for a few more seconds. Now, what you'll probably notice is that the mind will have a difficulty staying stable as you watch your breathing. It'll tend to move towards thoughts about the past or some images about what you're going to be doing next. Maybe it goes towards a sound that it hears. Maybe there's a smell that catches the attention of your mind. That's exactly what the mind does, right? There is no such a thing as a perfectly still mind. And as the mind wanders, the mindfulness exercise, the essence of it, is to notice that the mind has gone chasing a thought and to bring it back to the present moment, which is marked by your breathing, which always happens in the present moment. Let's try that for a few seconds. Stabilize your attention on your breathing. The mind will wander away. And you simply notice and you bring it back. Let's try that for a few seconds. Is your mind still on the breathing? If it has drifted, just bring it back. A few more seconds. All right. Well done. That is the essence of a mindfulness exercise, to walk out of this state. It's always good to ease in the termination of this session by slowly opening your eyes. If you had them closed, it's not absolutely necessary. Slowly move your body and change your posture, and very slowly get back to your usual habit mode of operation, but keeping that flavor that we barely touched into this brief meditation, and savor it as much as possible during the rest of your busy day.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much indeed, Claudio. I think we can all say that we've done something very, very worthwhile there. Taking some time out to care for our minds has certainly got to bring some real benefits. So again, thank you. And I'm happy to say that the good news doesn't stop there. I'm delighted to say that we'll be continuing to support our researcher communities by offering a series of free online mindfulness sessions in the coming weeks. Each of these short sessions will be led by Claudia or one of our colleagues here. We'll be showing you how you can continue to care for your minds and benefit from some much needed personal attention. So please do keep an eye on our Author Resilience Centre, as well as on our social media channels at Elsevier Connect and Elsevier Connect on Facebook for more details. Everyone is welcome to these sessions, and we really do hope they provide a measure of support at what we know is a difficult time for us all. So I really hope that today's episode has shown you some useful skills and practices and demonstrated just how easy and effective it is to take even a little time out to look after your own mental health. And as always, if you have any feedback or any suggestions for more casts, please do get in touch. Otherwise, let me just finish by thanking you for joining, saying a big thank you again to Claudio for his time, and to all of you out there, stay safe, stay healthy, and please stay mindful.